Wonderful Holy Spirit, you're welcome once again to reveal your eternal word to our hearts. Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verses 25 and 26, the graven images of their gods shall you burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thy house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it. For it is a curse thing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. The word fables denotes myths. What's not real? We want to use for a thought the danger of myths. The danger of myths. We're living in a day where there's so many TV programs that's introducing our children as well as many of us into the realm of the occult. And these programs look so innocent. They look so harmless. And when God began to show me a lot of the cartoons that parents, a lot of your children may be watching, or just as devilish and demon influenced like you cannot imagine, I'm going to give you some of these cartoons that God began to point out to me. And I hope to God that you will grab this word to see that the devil looks for opportunities and he looks for doors of entrance. As Paul told the saints at Ephesus, neither give place to the devil. We often give him place because of what we lack knowing. Ignorance is the devil's greatest upper hand. And that's the believer's greatest means of defeat. When we're ignorant of his devices, he keeping up a hand on us. But God wants to educate us about simple things like this. Cartoons that your children may watch on Saturday mornings. And a lot of these cartoons are just as devilish and demonic influenced. They deal with sorcery. These cartoons deal with witchcraft. And all that's doing is actually opening your children up to a life of wizardry, sorcery, witchcraft, is just introducing your children to spiritualism. How to get things by casting something on somebody when all of that stuff is contrary to the Word of God. We're going to look at the danger of myths. Those of us who've been to school, we used to read different books like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn and books of this nature, which were fairy tales. But there are a lot of cartoons today that's been put on videotape. They even put them on CDs now. I'm going to give you just a few of those cartoons. Number one, Cinderella. A lot of your little girls like watching Cinderella. Or you may say, what's the harm in my daughter watching Cinderella? Well, if you look at the story real good, you see how a young girl goes from rags to riches by some mother who she knows nothing about, appears to her with a magic wand in her hand. And she turned a pumpkin into a chariot, and she take mice and turn to horses. That's dealing with wizardry, witchcraft. It don't work like that. You don't go to bed and dream and somebody come and touch you and you go from an old broke down house to a mansion on the hill. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So mothers, what you don't realize is your daughters are watching this story, and they are under such influence by Cinderella, where some guy gonna come and take her and sweep her off her feet, and she gonna live in a palace the rest of her days. That's fantasizing. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtain favor of the Lord. Not she who go looking for a man. So mothers, look at Cinderella real good. Because we showed you in Deuteronomy how God said, don't even bring this accursed stuff into your house. Because when you don't know what's behind these cartoons, your children can be drawn into lifestyles right up under your nose that you don't even see. Cinderella, a myth. Number two, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Oh yeah, these are cartoons that look so pretty. They look so colorful. But look at this story. Look at this cartoon. How in Cinderella, this woman living with seven dwarfs, which is make-believe individuals again. Cinderella, number one. Snow White, number two. And here it is in this story that she eats an apple from a witch. Look at the satanic influences behind Snow White. Number one, she's living in a forest, and she got seven little individuals who all got different names, and a lot of your children will know them by name. And what's sad is that if your children can know those seven dwarfs by name, how many books of the Bible can your children quote verbatim? Like they can quote Cinderella dwarfs by name. Even Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, you may say, well, what's the danger about that? That's another myth of a reindeer flying around the world. See, these are things that for so long we have just looked at as just being cute. They look pretty. They're innocent. We call it wholesome entertainment. But it's wholesome, devilish entertainment. And nothing the devil brings about is no entertainment. So here it is with Snow White. She eats an apple from a witch who really don't like her, who goes into a deep sleep. And now this prince pops up and he kisses her. And she awake and they get married. Oh, that looks so wonderful. It was a happy ending. But you see, you missed in that cartoon the danger of the myth. And that's you being exposed, as well as your child being exposed to this witch that's in Snow White, a cartoon. The danger of myths. Number three, Pocahontas, another one just came out. Another cartoon that looks so innocent, it looks so harmless, it looks so entertaining. Well, you get you some popcorn and you get a soda pop, and you and your children pop the VCR in the TV, and y'all sit back and y'all watch Pocahontas. Once again, you're dealing with sorcery. You're dealing with witchcraft. And that introduced your children at a young age to a lifestyle and to a practice that God forbids, witches. In the Old Testament, God forbid a witch to even live. So now the devil recognized something. He said, well, you know what? Let me do something to kind of throw them off so they won't see the danger of what I'm trying to infiltrate their spirits with. Pocahontas, it just came out, right? Yeah, it ain't been out too long. But look at the sales on this particular cartoon. This shows how we in the body of Christ, in many cases, as well as the secular world, are the ones making those behind these cartoons billionaires. And we just don't recognize the danger of the myths that we're entertaining. We stand in long lines to go to the movies to watch this stuff. But what you don't recognize, Saint, is you're exposing yourself as well as your innocent little girl or boy to occultism, to witchcraft, spiritualism, Pocahontas, practicing black magic, even the Lion King, all of that stuff deals in wizardry. All of these cartoons have been demonic influenced by the devil. None of this stuff is wholesome. None of this stuff is beneficial to your life, to your innocent children. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It's sad, parents, if your children are watching this stuff and you're not there to even see what they're watching. But God is sending this word to us to wake us up. The danger of myths. Number four. Well, number five. Little Mermaid. A Little Mermaid. Oh, that's so innocent. She looks so cute swimming in the water. You got talking crabs. And then what you got in the bottom of this ocean, you got this woman who got a little wand in her hand who actually trapped the souls. Get this. In the Little Mermaid, this woman trapped the souls of people. Don't you see how the devil got folk bound already in sin? And yet you open a door for this stuff for the enemy to trap your soul with things you don't even see. And by your children being so innocent, they have no idea about this stuff. Parents, you must guard your children. You must watch what your children watch. And you must discard that stuff out of your house. Little Mermaid is not no wholesome cartoon. It deals with wizardry again. It deals with sorcery again. It deals with magic. And all of that stuff is contrary to the word of God. Little Mermaid. That's another myth. A mermaid swimming. She then comes on a boat. And she meets this man and she wants to marry him. But this big old octopus woman comes on a boat and begin to cast all kind of magic spells. And you sitting there spellbound. That's what's happening. You open a door for demon spirits to invade your life, to come into your home. You wonder why there's no more peace in the home because of what you are entertaining. The danger of myths. And I'm understanding today why a lot of children are so rebellious, why they're so disobedient, why you can't do nothing with your children. It's because, parents, hear the heart of God. It's because of what you, as a parent, are allowing your children to watch. In many cases, you're sitting right there watching this stuff with them, but you don't see the danger of these fairy tales. Number five, Beauty and the Beast. Another, oh, that was a wonderful ending. How she finally met this ugly person who was an animal. It's just like this. She's beautiful and he's ugly. How in the world can two walk together except they be agreed? Beauty and the Beast. How she fall in love with this ugly thing that's living in his castle or whatever. See, that's a myth. And your daughters would look at this stuff and they meet some ugly man that they think they can transform. Honey, it don't work like that. If that fella ugly, he just ugly. But see, there's a myth and there's a danger behind this where you can fall in love with the wrong person by the wrong influence. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And young girls, God will let the person find you. You ain't got to go look for no ugly beast to try to transform him into no beautiful prince. Amen. The danger of myths. Number six, Harry Potter. Oh yeah, this is a famous one today, huh? This one just came out at the show. Now they got it on DVD. They got it on video. You name it. Harry Potter deals with sorcery. Deals with a little boy, once again, who's in this picture. And the danger of this stuff, when you sit there looking at this, you're entertaining what you're seeing. And you don't recognize you're becoming a snare to your own life. You are actually introducing, get this, you're entertaining demon-influenced pictures. Demonic-influenced pictures that can affect your life down the wrong run. Even affect your children. As I brought out earlier, this is why many of your children are so rebellious, why you can't do nothing with them. Their grades are dropping in school. They want to be like what they see on TV. They're the way you act. Why you not the example to your son where he want to follow you? And mother, where you at? Why your daughter don't want to be like you? Your children want to be like what they see on television. The danger of myths. And look at the millions of dollars Harry Potter has raked and scraped, not just from the world, but many of us in the body of Christ, because we are ignorant of the devil's devices. The danger of myths. So Harry Potter has raked and scraped millions of dollars from many of the believers because of our ignorance of the enemy's devices. Because we don't see the danger of this stuff that you think is wholesome. Now, I thank God for many of us that watch these pictures for the purpose of learning the danger of them. But for the other part of those of us in the body of Christ who just like to be entertained so much, honey, you need to entertain yourself with the Word of God. You need to entertain yourself in God's presence, because being in God's presence will change your life. But you in the presence of these pictures that be at the show and you even bring it into your home, all it's doing is affecting your life as well as the life of your family. The danger of myths. Harry Potter. It was advertised so many weeks and so many months, backed by popular demand. Now people buying this stuff, and please open your eyes to see this now. God has sent this word to wake us up. God has sent this word to get us to see. There's a danger in a lot of this stuff you watch on television. As you happened to bring out earlier, many cartoons, not apart from these I'm giving you, many cartoons that come on Saturday deals with dragons and dungeons and demons and Gorgor, all that kind of stuff. All that stuff, when you turn that television on and your children sit there entertained by this, and I remember this many years ago of an article I read, how a young boy hung himself. And he hung himself because of a picture he saw on television that he thought if he hung himself and died, he would come back to life. But sad to say, he didn't. The parents came home and found a chair with an extension cord thrown around something that was high. And they came there and saw their child swinging. I guess they freaked out. But my point is, they kind of backtracked to see what in the world would have caused this boy to try this. Boom, television, something he saw on TV influenced him. This demon spirit he saw, that's right, on television, where this young boy hung himself, but he came back to life by some other person on the TV. He thought if he tried that, because this demon influenced him, well, you see, if you hang yourself, there'll be somebody to bring you back to life. But sad to say, he's still dead today. And I remember reading that article, and I say, God, open the eyes of your people to see, because we don't recognize a child left to himself, bringing his mother to shame. And not only left to himself, bring his mother to shame, a child left to himself will only break his mother's heart. Because parents, many of your children are looking for attention. And when they entertain this kind of stuff that you yourself don't see as being a danger, they will not even think about getting your approval about what they do no more. You know why? Because the influence they're getting from these pictures is infusing them and is encharging them and is pushing them to become deeper and deeper into rebellion, into drugs, into illicit sex, all because of what they see, and they're fantasizing now. And they wish what they see could actually happen. And they're willing to do whatever they can to make it possible. The danger of myths. Another video. All dogs go to heaven. Isn't that an insult to the kingdom of God for dogs to be in heaven? Isn't, listen to this word, all dogs go to heaven. Another cartoon that looks so innocent. Another cartoon that looks funny. This dog dies and he got wings. Dogs don't go to heaven. Ain't no compartments up there for that. All souls are mine, said the Lord. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. He didn't say nothing about no animals. But this shows you how these are myths that we could entertain for so many years and look at it as being funny. It's cute. Oh, the poor dog got hit by a car and then this other dog came. Look at another picture. There's demonic stuff in that. Sorcery in that. Witchcraft. In all dogs go to heaven. Parents, wake up. Open your eyes and see now. Check out these videos. Look at this danger that's in these myths. That's fairy tales. Dogs don't go to heaven. Animals are not in heaven. There's no scripture on that showing, per se, where dogs going to go to heaven. But look at the danger of this cartoon. There's sorcery in that. Witchcraft in that. The danger of myths. Paul is telling Timothy, and this shall turn away the ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. They're going to be turned unto fables. Oh, I know somebody say, well, why in Revelation it spoke about the creatures? About the creatures being there. They're not dogs. And look at it like this. What you're missing is the demonic stuff that's in this cartoon. See, right now, many of you are trying to justify yourself still watching it. Knock yourself out, sweethearts. God won't stop you from watching nothing. But God will warn you of the danger of this stuff you're watching. And you see, it's not His fault if you don't have peace in your home. It's not His fault if your children failing. It's not God's fault. God is now sending truth to us. As Paul telling Timothy, they're going to turn away the ears. People ain't going to want to hear this stuff. You know why? Because a lot of you parents listening to me, you enjoy this stuff more than your children. And it's a shame before God. Now I pray to God that your eyes have opened. Where you now see in the midst of all of these cartoons that you look at as so innocent and cute, you now see the danger in this stuff. Witchcraft, sorcery, spiritualism, black magic, the Lion King, where this monkey, who's supposed to be a witch doctor, will cause this lion to be a king. Note this stuff. He that humble himself shall be exalted, but he that exalt himself shall be brought down. You want to be lifted up, let God lift you up. Black magic, all of these cartoons that God has pointed out to us, Cinderella, Snow White, Pocahontas, The Little Mermaid, The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Harry Potter, all dogs go to heaven. And they cartoons on Saturday that many of your parents need to sit down and look at to actually see why your child mind is like it is. Parents, you need to sit down on Saturday mornings or go in your children's room and look at what they're actually watching. And sit there and look at these dragons, these gargoyles and these demon stuff where they're working all kind of magic to see why your children are like they are, why they have bad dreams and nightmares. To actually see why your children cut up like they're doing. To see why your children are so rebellious. Why they don't listen to you. Why they're failing in school. Why their grades drop from an A to an F. All because of what they're watching on television. All because of the tapes, parents, you have bought and brought into your home. That you do not see the danger of these myths. These cartoons that you think is so cute. So innocent. There are demonic influence behind this stuff. And God says, look at it for what it is. Wake up and see it now. All dogs go to heaven. There's no dogs in heaven. They deal with sorcery and that. Harry Potter. Your children broke their necks to the show to watch this. But don't know they're exposed to the occult. They're exposed to spiritualism. This is why many of you call that 1-800 number, psychic lines. All of that stuff stems from that. Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, where this woman trapped the souls of men. Look at how the devil got men bound as it is. Parents, wake up and see this. The danger of myths. Pocahontas, another one. Snow White. And there are many more that you're probably watching. God says, see the seduction behind this stuff. Look at it for what it is. This is why your children are so like they are. Why you can't tell them nothing. Please hear the heart of God, parents. Wake up and see this stuff. God told us in Deuteronomy, get this accursed stuff out your house. Get rid of this stuff. It's not benefiting you. It's not benefiting your children. It's not benefiting your family. And please hear this. A lot of these tapes you're watching, they can be a hinder to your family getting saved. Because it's a snare to your soul. It's a snare to your family. Because that's a demon spirit who have set up camp right in your house. And you can bleed the blood all you want until you get that mess out that caused him to come in. He gonna stay there. But God said, I don't want you ignorant of the devil devices no more. The danger of myths. Loving Father, in Jesus' mighty name, God, I give you glory for such a word for this time. And I ask for a massive conviction and awakening to come over your people. God, I'm asking you today to open our eyes that we may see. Let us see, loving Father, what we've been blinded to for so long. I'm asking you, loving Father, to touch the hearts of parents. Open their eyes to see these videotapes that they went out and brought into their home. They've opened the door for the devil to come into their home. And God, I'm asking you today to bring mass conviction to your people where they get the accursed thing out of their house, where you can now move into their homes. As you told us in Deuteronomy, neither shall thou bring an abomination into thy house. And God, ignorantly, we have brought these tapes, we have brought these DVDs into our homes, not knowing it has become a snare to our life. God, forgive us today, I pray. Restore us. Wake us up. And give us the courage and the boldness to get rid of these tapes. And to sit down and explain to the children the danger of these myths. The danger of these videos. The danger of these cartoons that the children are watching on Saturday morning. God, touch the hearts of the parents to sit their children down and explain to them the danger of Cinderella. The danger of Snow White. Of Pocahontas. The danger of Little Mermaid. The danger of Beauty and the Beast. The danger of Harry Potter. And the danger of Lion King. The danger of all dogs go to heaven. Father, I'm asking you today in Jesus' name. I know, Lord, this is an unorthodox message. But I realize the time we're living in. It will not take pacifying us to wake us up. And God, thank you for such a strong medicine. For such a wicked day we're in. I give you glory right now for such an awakening over the body of Christ in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. The danger of myths.